Hi friends, we begin with chapter 13, Email Marketing Excellence. This is the subject or the chapter that will explain you various facets of email marketing. In a content way, it is quite lengthy as such. What my effort would be is to focus where required and be a little prompt where I can. So I hope you will understand that. Not that in the world of email, I need to explain everything. That's a presumption with which I begin this chapter. Just to give you an introductory understanding about email marketing, it is like when a message is transcripted, developed and sent to the other recipient using available message transmitting platform like Gmail, Outlook, that is known as a email. Electronic mail. So with that being the case, it is fast, it is instantaneous, it can be done multi-party at same time, and therefore it is very effective communication because it goes into the inbox of the recipient, and therefore he is like more inclined to refer to it. You know that you are directly communicated. So definition wise, it's like a developed message which is sent electronically to the other recipient who's also having a similar email account. So personalized and targeted message is achieved by various marketing objectives that you have, and it communicates either an offer to increase sale, it communicates new product introduction to increase understanding. So these are the various objectives through which that electronic message is sent. So what could be the objective that one sets for the email marketing? One could be to drive sales and conversions. I'm going to put this up in a manner where for about two such things, I will take a proper detailed understanding. Remaining are self-explanatory. So drive sales and conversions means the goal. You have to set a goal to drive your sales. So it could be either make a recipient to purchase or a certain specific action you want him to do. Click and download free ebook. So that way you have to set a goal. Example here given is Shopify frequently shares success stories through email among their people who are registered with Shopify, and they've given their email identity. So what is an actionable tip? In an email communication, there is to be a specific call to action that you expect the person to take, and that is your hook or anchor. And that is what creates a lead. Likewise, second is the building brand awareness. So of course, the goal here that you set is that the people should know more about my brand. They must know that I exist and I am in this industry and these are my products. So example here, HubSpot discusses the brand building through email marketing, offering insights and best practices. I am a recipient of it. So their email generally comes to me, talks about the problem, and then they say that this is how one can solve it. And for that, in the discussion of that 2-3 paragraph, they've given various links, so that links drives me to their website. So actionable tip, you have to have a consistency in your email communication. It not be too much, it not be very few as well, and it should have a depth in the communication that you make. It's not about lengthy case study that you do. It's a depth. Yeah, if it's a real success based in the industry, then reading will matter. If it is the best for you, recipient may not be keen. So likewise, the objective that one can set for email marketing is nurture customer relationship. This could be one objective. I want to develop my relationship. The goal here is a relationship. Example given is a MailChimp offers a case study showing how business uses their platform to maintain a relationship with the customer. So that case study when referred will clearly give you the idea about what the problem is, what they did, what is the result, so how it established the end result. So actionable tip, use the customer data to personalize email. Now when you say the data means you have been sending 10 email, how many he has replied? You have been sending 10, how many he has opened? So even that is a fact in front of you, which helps you to take personalization to the next level. So we are discussing objective, nurture customer relationship. Here say it is increasing web traffic. So likewise with that as an objective, the example given is Campaign Monitor, which is a platform showcases successful campaign that has given significant traffic to the their subscribers' website. So enticing link, call to action, etc. are the one which will drive the traffic. Generate lead. So likewise, here is a generate lead. What can you do? So LinkedIn example is given where you offer a valuable content, some free ebooks, etc., or invite for the webinar. So that kind of a, so there are various actionable tips links with the email marketing. Here it is about education and about information. What can you do? So likewise, there can be many such things, which is set the objective and then you should have an actionable tip implemented. Importance of email marketing. So what are the what is it like? How does it help? So like direct communication, one-to-one communication, peer-to-peer, a manufacturer to manufacturer, manufacturer to customer, end customer. So it's like a very direct communication which can be personalized, professionalized, okay, and it brings that sense of connect with that. So the advantage is continuity of your conversation, developing into relationship, and finally the loyalty. The cost effectiveness of the email marketing is that once you create the database, its benefits are unlimited. You are able to even do mass mailing, as they say, but primarily look at it that after you have done this, you don't have to spend on any other thing. You don't have a cumbersome activity of printing, packing into envelope, pasting the ticket, postal tickets, and then going for mailing it, etc. Various things. So also, it is very, very cost effective. There is nothing that you have to have the infrastructure. It's only the subscription to that email package, Outlook or likewise. So it's a very minimal cost effective this thing. Targeted messaging. When you generate your database, the email is generated. You have certain profile information. You can, while you craft your next email campaign, you can decide which income group, which age group, whether all male or female or both. So that way you are able to target. Measurable returns, so results, like, because it's again an electronic tool or a platform, you are able to have various analytics being available to you. There are analytics tool provider who give you the data about the various parameters of your email campaign. So what is happening? You are able to maximize your spend on this email marketing and get the required next tactical email campaign shaped up. Automation and scalability, today with lot of mark tools, as they say, you are able to automate many things. Even thank you email, you need not be personally doing it. The moment some order comes in, the thank you email. The moment when inquiry comes, the inquiry acceptance email. So there are many automations possible. You have to remind about the, order tracking, that email, they all get automatically shoot. And once you have proper automation tool available for that. So with that, the personalization is another big advantage. Personalization means how are you going to create the recipient feel that you are talking to him. So email nowadays with the data merging and those things, even it can come with the signature, this thing, dear Mr. Hathi, or hi Ashish, and then they write. So various other things, like, you know, we have noticed that you have been consuming. So it's picked up from the data of your purchases and they have written that particular paragraph. So all those aspects, personalization can be taken to the next level. Personalization will create attention, interest, engagement. So that click-through rate, you expect this to be clicked, that click-through rate will go up. Global reach. We are learning importance of email marketing. So global reach. Now, once you have an email, this reaches any part of the world within that fraction of a second, so that you are able to reach versatile target audience across the globe in a fastest possible manner. Flexibility in the design and the content. Email today can be either textual, can be image, can be HTMLized, can have the link inserted, etc. So there are a lot of flexibility in design. Yes, there are certain constraints that the platform itself restricts. The recipient side can put various filters so that email with only image, email with this thing, they will not get delivered to the recipient. That's a different thing. Otherwise, creatively, it does offer you significant options. Relationship building, that's another way email marketing helps, emailing helps. So you are that once he's on your database, I'm on a database of Gillette shaving products, Raymond suiting. Now, it's been 30 years and odd. My email has not changed, fortunately, and therefore they are interacting. And now they have done the time lap, you know, so they now know that I am into this bracket. So appropriate messages are coming. So, for example, Raymond, now they know that I am around retirement. I must be having in my house somebody who's marriageable act. So early days when I got registered when I was 25 or something, it was all about blazers and nice smart shirts and trousers, etc. But today, and like about almost 3 years, I'm getting wedding ensembles related email. So you see, that's the power relationship building. So we understood various importance. Now we get into understanding how do you measure the success of your email campaign. So there are certain measures to track. So this is known as a key matrices that one need to track while you launch your email campaign. So open rate. If 1,000 is sent, how many people have opened? If 100 has opened, then it is 10%. If 300 has opened, it is 30%. Likewise, click-through rate tracks the percentage of recipient who clicked on the link given within the email. So here it is a short this thing that he has not only opened, he has read and he has clicked. That is a call to action that you wanted. Conversion rate, measure the percentage of recipients who completed the desired click-through, that is a call to action, and then made the purchase at the end. Click-through action may just take me to the product or as a program. Like you as a student, when you got an email from Wellinker, you click through, did a click, you were taken to say hyper or say distance learning program. Did you subscribe? Did you register? That's important. So that's the conversion. Out of say 1,000, 100 opened, out of that 60 click through rate, and 6 people registered for the program. So that's a conversion rate. So this is how various matrices are there. One can monitor. There are many others, few others like unsubscribe rate. How many at each of your email campaign, how many people resort to unsubscribing you? Okay, so that is what is one has to see. The bounce rate means how many got bounced, so that there is a definitely a change that has happened. So few others are there. How can you optimize your email campaign? I have already discussed A-B testing is a fundamentally powerful powerful methodology of testing any communication. Email is also communication. So you have same message but with a different subject line. You have different text for the same message, different offer in the different email, different link, probably linking to the different creative, and then you send say 100 differently, and then you see that what is your response rate, etc. So that's an A-B testing. You can do that, you should ideally do that. Continuous improvement is possible. You can scan through your data, see whose are the responsive customers, who are dead customers, like they never respond. Likewise, so you can either do the campaign to re-energize them, or you can probably keep them aside for your future campaign. So also that what kind of thing has elucidated a response or poor response, that learning you can impart into your next email campaign. So that continuous improvement is possible. Real world example, I'm sure, like not that I need to really explain more in detail. Shopify has used, what they did was a strategy to personalize the email, make it very visually appealing, and including particular call to action with a particular offer. So I have been knowing about Shopify, but when one particular email came with the kind of a message and kind of an offer, I have got into it. I have utilized still their free service, but at least I did that. Earlier I was just not bothered about Shopify and its communication. So you see that Dove Real Beauty campaign I've already explained. So this campaign was not only on the social media, they even engaged with customers through sharing with them through an email, etc., the success stories or powerful such quotes, etc., select few. And that's how they draw the added value to their ongoing social media campaign. So introduction to email marketing strategies, if I have to give you a particular idea, what is email marketing? This is the few slides that we will go through it. What is email marketing? We know it can be objective driven. That also now we have understood. You are writing this to introduce new product, writing this to sell a product or generating lead, etc. So like for example, one of the B2B company, I'm into a training field and we need a training manager's data. These people are the one who provide the name, number, email ID of people working in various companies in various departments. So we approach them. So in the sense, when I got an email first time from them, it was a lead generation email because it was talking about demonstration and post-demonstration free trial. I got onto it. So that's how you see that they are designed to engage, nurture and convert leads. So with various objective and various tonality, etc., email can work on many fronts, maintain consistency, maintain relationship, enhance the brand image, okay, create, communicate brand virtues, values, etc., build organization image, etc., update the knowledge of the customer. So many things can happen through email marketing. So that's the email marketing. Now there are various types of email one can craft and utilize for their advantage. One is a promotional email. Sole objective is to promote your product or service or communicate your offer. Of course, promotional email should have a sense of urgency. Means it is done to get a quicker response and therefore that urgency building is also there. So they are time sensitive. The offer expires today or, you know, mega 5 days, etc. So that kind of a forced cue which compels the quick call to action should be there. So clear and quick compelling call to action, I means the meaningful subject line that will force him to open an email. Otherwise, you see in the side, the email subjects are only discussed, seen. So when email has come, only subject is visible. So subject, then eye-catchy layout, then the content, and then the ease of navigation and call to action. Okay. Seasonal sale email campaign, where the discount is offered for particular 3 days or 5 days. So it should create that force. Transactional email, it is done to trigger a specific user action, such as you want him to now take the next step, or you want him to monitor his dispatch on its own. So tracking mail link, etc. is given, or a password reset. Many times you have a issue with the password, so you request the service provider, so they sent you a transactional email, now do this and reset your password, etc. So they are like essentially either information or action oriented. So we have just discussed the feature is it's an action oriented. Recipient is seeking certain action, or you are into a transactional relationship. So your responsibility is to communicate something, or your responsibility is to get certain action done by the customer, etc. Order confirmation email or tracking email that has been sent to you by the e-commerce site. Drip campaigns. Sequence of automated email delivered over a time to nurture any lead or guide customers through a predefined journey. Drip, you see, drop by drop at a predefined interval. That is drip irrigation, and likewise is a drip campaign. Automated email. Now the word is automated, means there are so many MarTech tools available, stacks are available that you can automate your email campaign. You have to have the data field, conditions given of your target segment, the text that should go, and then there are various programmatic things. 15 days after the first email, 2 days after the second email. So likewise, that's what is a drip campaign. Entire email is a campaign being planned. Earlier we used to word hear a word advertising campaign, means series of advertisement. Here it is like an email campaign, and that is can be done in such a way that right from warming up to call to action and closing the sale can be achieved. So we discussed the key feature, and the example is a self-understanding of the welcome email. Some new subscribers joining. I joined new Netflix. I joined Jio. I joined Airtel Extreme. So they send me valuable welcome email. So this is just a tonality. It's very warmth. They try to convey to you how happy they are. So you look forward to the purposeful, meaningful relationship. The language is important. Okay. The value that you going to promise to the customer, that is important. It is not just about telling I welcome you. Then it is like assuring that with me you will have consistently this experience, or I will stand by you, and likewise. So it will also, you can utilize it by offering customer additional links, so that you can add to that, you direct them to your blog, etc. So that's another additional feature one can have. So welcome email thanking new subscriber, and then first time purchase discount is offered, or for more free product demo click this, likewise. Abandoned cart email. So many site nowadays I've noticed in the e-com, I visit say Flipkart, I've chosen some item, or I've earmarked red heart, etc. Or I brought them into the cart, but I am not purchased, because pulling them into the cart and then later reviewing is my normal habit. It is easy rather than even those heart shape being clicked, etc. You immediately you will notice nowadays, especially after few days, generally 48 hours or so, you will have a abandoned cart email. They show the, and the word is written very encouragingly. We find you've been chosen, and we are looking forward to. So they encourage you to now convert what you kept in a cart into actual purchase. And this may go span over a time. It's the abandoned cart email 1, abandoned cart email 2, abandoned cart email 3. They probably start giving you discount as the number increases. So they may offer you, now we are offering you additional discount, but convert today. So if you change and decide to buy today, you will get additional 10% discount. So this is a way, abandoned cart email. So there are many ways one can encourage customers to convert his abandoned cart into an order. Survey and feedback email. Many PhD aspirants do. Many people use, they develop a form, Google form or SurveyMonkey, etc. And then they send with the brief request content, and then they put that link, customer use that. You do this to understand the satisfaction level of the customer or seek the desired information, etc. So for example, I am going to use it for the RSVP for the forthcoming wedding in the family. So it's like, this is that survey and feedback email. You have a questions, you have a questions questionnaire attached, etc., or you have a link given. So various ways one can utilize this. A post-purchase survey asking customer about their shopping experience. So this is just an example. The moment you complete a purchase, you get an email where they ask you to give a feedback about your entire shopping experience. Re-engagement email targets inactive subscriber. Okay. They have not been responding to your past email. You have noticed that since last 10 email, this person has not even opened or something like that, or opened but not taken any call to action. So you have to induce them. You have to further ignite your relationship. So you do this through incentives or some exclusive discount only to you for next 2 days. Likewise. So that's how re-engagement is done. Here the personalization matters a lot, and inactive person should get encouraged to reconnect. An email offering discount to subscriber who haven't opened an email or made a purchase in the last 6 months. So this is how you do that. Personalized recommendation email. So now there are ways that marketers use the power of automated email stakes is recommend products or content based on the recipient previous interaction or preferences. So they really look at what am I buying. So I have bought socks. I have bought socks over a period of, say, another socks at the period of 3 months. So now it is tracked, and now I will be given either a higher end socks recommendation, or I am being told about casual shoes. Likewise, I am being told about the finest leather shoes. So that way they try and build up. I have purchased a trouser, so leather belt and various other things. So likewise, this is a recommendation base. You purchase this, so you could often, I purchase mobile, so buy this, buy AirPods, buy mobile cover. So that kind of a approach when weaved in, that is a personalized recommendation email. It's a dynamic content that changes based on the browsing and history. So here it is quite an advanced level. Personalization token such as the recipient name create a tailored experience to give them a certain experience. You know, repurchase this or at exclusive to avail exclusive discount type R122. So like that way you come to know this was the effort of your entire personalization program, etc. The power of email marketing. So now we understand, after understanding various nature of email communication, we understand the power of email marketing. Email marketing, of course, as you know, is a one-to-one direct communication tool with many advantages. It is one of the digital tools, so goes very fast, very cost-effective, and therefore a lot of adaptability is there. This being a content creation, again, here also you require a content creation. You need to be clear about target group. So matching all this with your objective, you can customize your communication. Enable business to reach a global audience. You just need to capture. So I have now my Spotify has my email ID. Grammarly has now my email ID. So they keep communicating with you. With proper execution, it can build a long-lasting relationship. I'll give you just this Grammarly example. For over 1.5-2 years, I would have used Grammarly, which is a grammar checking tool. Once you download and use their other extensions on email, on Word, on this thing, it helps you to correct your grammar almost for over 2 years. But I kept getting email at a regular interval. That gave me the error, this thing analysis, that gave me what am I doing differently, what are should be my 3 improvement areas, and likewise, then how can I enhance my communication. And then finally, I got induced to take a professional subscription. So that's a one example. Second is the direct communication. Email is one-to-one. So like it enables you to have a personalization at its best. Okay. So very personalized communication can directly be sent. Building relationship, because regularity and consistency of it, execution of it, will give the recipient a feeling that company considers him. Instant communication. Emails can be delivered instantly. I leave it now and the recipient gets in his inbox. He may be not live on his email platform, but that's an instantaneous real-time communication. So many time-sensitive promotions can be done that way. So you know that your people will either watch their inbox between 1 to 2, or their personal email they will refer after 6 o'clock when they leave office. So you can do that way. Two-way interaction, lot of inbuilt mechanism for even the recipient to interact with you can be built in QR code. You can give them the missed call indicator. You can give them the link to connect, etc. So that's the power of a personalized welcome email. The brand and offers a discount to the new subscriber. So it's a direct communication example in short. Cost-effective marketing. You don't have to really invest anything extra. Then you're already a laptop which you are using for 10 other things. And the data which is also stored in your laptop. So it's the most cost-effective tool. It integrates with the Word when you want to do the mail merge, etc. So Word is also already there in your laptop. So return on investment from the email marketing is generally better among other digital tools. Scalability. You don't require much to scalableize. And in a sense, making 100 database, 1,000, but that is also can be handled through email marketing. There are some regulations about, say, if you are using Outlook, then they monitor how many mails you are shooting a day, etc. But there are ways to overcome it. But scalability is not a hindrance in the email marketing. No cost of printing, you eliminate waste, you protect environment, a lot of things, and you are directly communicating. And your communication is silent, below the line. Competition will not know that you are offering this exclusive discount, you are offering this promotion, etc. So that's the power. Personalization, as I was talking about, email marketing again can be done in an exclusive manner at the same time among different set of homogeneous segments. So you can tailor your content separately for the teenagers, to send it to the working professional, to send it to the mid-age people, to send it to the pre-retiree, to send it to the senior citizen. You can tailor your content and then plan your execution in such a way that teenagers will get the communication they are supposed to get, senior citizen will get what they are supposed to get. All this will lead to seeing it as a relevant thing coming to me, and therefore the engagement. And then various links that you provide will enhance the engagement. Increasing conversation, because personalization, personal recommendation, etc., will give a client an idea, recipient, that how already done an investment can be better utilized by him. So that's one single reason why this personalized recommendation emails are very successful. So because now he knows, if I use this, I will be hands-free and I will be, you know, able to do with my both the hands working, I'll be able to be more productive and something like that. So this is what behavioral targeting can be targeted based on specific actions such as abandon cart, past purchases. We have told you that. Yeah. So various, or somebody who starts buying baby products. I have heard about this for the Walmart. They print 7 million different invoices creative. So if you started buying a baby product, your invoice will have other baby product pictures. And then they notice that you have purchased baby products, you have purchased again. So they will weave you into a email which will be flooding you with the new baby arrival, handling care, and etc. So very behavioral targeting, this thing can be possible. So this is what example of an e-commerce given. Measurable result. Like other digital media tool, I told you earlier also, we discussed social media analytics and all. So this is like a email also gives you the required analytics. We have discussed all of them, open rate, click-through rate and conversion or bounce rate, etc. Therefore, the data-driven decision is possible. Based on what data that you get, you analyze the segment which is responsive, you analyze segment which is not responsive, you analyze offer which was responsive, you analyze offer which was not responsive. So very data centric objective decision making is possible, allows you to do A and B testing. I have already told you, so I will not get into it. So you are able to then pinpoint exactly what communication, which creative is going to get you the biggest benefit, and then you kind of do a nationwide execution of that email marketing. Detailed reporting, marketers can access detailed report on various behavioral trends, email success rate, etc., targeting success rate and all that, strategic content strategy, whether working or not. So company, after using A and B testing, determine which emails subject line drives more open rate, can then weave in such kind of a thing in the subsequent email campaign. Email marketing is greatly supported with various automations available today. There are automation tools which streamlines your workflow. So entire email marketing campaign can be automated. So therefore you can work at a scale without any manual intervention, reminders. Automation will help you to have a consistency in your communication. So right from pre-planning to delivery, release, so to say, has been handled automatically. Lead nurturing, so various drip campaign can be set to get your lead pass through various stages and the link with the funnel is established and therefore higher conversion rate. Time saving, once you automate things, you save time. At the same time, you look to be serving the customer. Example, brand using drip campaign automatically sends a series of emails to new subscriber over a period, realizing what phase he could be. So that's what is the automation benefit. Key components of email marketing. So we now get into the what makes a complete email campaign, the key components of it. The first of all is the list building. So you must have a list, that is name and at least an email number, email ID. Additional could be the telephone number. However, various laws in this thing tells you that it should be a permission driven. So they always, when you go for something free download, when you want to know more, etc., naturally the next screen opens up is asking you to fill your name, email and number. By that way, then you consent, tick mark, means you have given them a permission. So that's what is a consent driven, permission driven list building. You call for recommended names. So like while I was with Escape Bearing, we were doing digital email marketing and we knew that people value the technical information on Bearing. So we were asking always them to suggest additional names. So that way, building list, double opt-in, implement double opt-in process to ensure only genuinely interested subscribers join your list. So it's like either during the registration itself, you do things that he requires to do twice so that you know that for sure he's interested, or after he first nominates or some after some leg you again ask him to do it, that's when you realize his true interest. Another one is a segmentation and targeting. You should be very clear about whom are you going to send. If it is a multi-segment, then be very clear. If it is a very specific target driven, be very clear. So that, and then your persona should be known to you. Demographic targeting, if you are doing it, then your list should be able to provide you that kind of a sorting, so to say. Compelling content creation, the content that you create should be aligned with the target audience whom you are going to send, the kind of language, the kind of creativity, the kind of offer they would love, etc. So that should be the content creation, which is also one important element of the email. Always go for the value-driven content or a storytelling. Value means there should be something that a customer gets an idea, what is it in for me? What am I getting by paying you? Or storytelling. You narrate a story. And if customer life links it with it, he'll be more interested in the kind of a product or the service or the solution that you are offering.